From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama warns of a long fight to defeat the Islamic State. Speaking to a summit on countering the Islamic State extremist group in New York Tuesday, President Obama warned the fight against the IS group will be long.
This is not an easy task. We have ISIL taking root in areas that already are suffering from failed governance in some cases. In some cases, civil war or sectarian strife as a consequence of the vacuum that exists in many of these areas, ISIL has been able to dig in.
Mr. Obama said more than 100 nations and institutions have answered the call as part of a global movement united behind a mission of destroying the extremist group. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced sanctions against 25 people and five groups connected to the IS group with an aim of disrupting the group's access to the international financial system. And a U.S. official told VOA there's been little progress in stemming the flow of foreign fighters to the combat zones of Syria and Iraq. He says IS recruits tend to be tactically proficient with significant combat experience. A U.S. report puts the number of foreign fighters in Iraq and Syria at nearly 30,000. In Burkina Faso, the army met little resistance Tuesday as it occupied a presidential guard barracks in the capital Ouagadougou following the guard's failed coup early this month. Witnesses reported bursts of gunfire as soldiers moved in. The presidential guard, known as the RSP, took the interim president, Michel Kafando, the prime minister and several cabinet officials captive September 16th and named General Gilbert Diendera as leader of the junta. The RSP launched the coup after the transitional government barred supporters of former President Blaise Compaoré from running in upcoming elections.